Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 20th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select.
That's right, NBA draft tonight. You still believe in the draft and not about free agency. Tonight's then a big night for the Miami Heat to try to find a player that can help them with that 20th pick, or do they move it? Is there some trade deal being done today? Boy, I'll tell you what, Boston has just... So Boston's way over the cap, right? And they're getting hit with big, big numbers on the luxury taxes and has decided, no, we got to move some guys. So Jason Tatum's out for the year with the Achilles. I don't think he's going to play next year. Porzingis gets traded to the Hawks. Holiday, their guard, goes to the Trailblazers for Simmons, and they're saying they might not be done. I would be a little shocked if they got rid of more guys. I mean, they got some guys with big contracts now. But anyway, this thing's opened up. I just wonder when I see that part, just to get to the how it kind of pertains to South Florida and the Heat. I wonder if the Heat are just sitting back. Woody, are you with me? This is just a theory. They're going, hey, you know, this East looks a little different with everything going on, right? It looks a little bit different because of injury. Celtics look like they're dumping guys. They might not be done.
I see what you're doing, but none of this matters right now because the Heat are not going to compete if they don't do something, Joe.
Well, they
like they're just not. I mean, I'm sorry, man. Like, I know that a lot of guys have been hurt, and the Celtics seem like they're holding a fire sale here. But you know, realistically, the Heat are not going to compete for a championship or to win the East with this current team they have put together.
I agree. By the way, I agree.
They
with
need
you
to make a move and a significant move.
I don't think they have enough. Now, I don't know if they feel that. Like, you know, sometimes we feel one way, and as I've been told, the team feels completely different. As a matter of fact, I get with the Dolphins. No. You guys have been super negative, and we still think we have a really, really good team. Good. I mean, I want that to be the case. So I just wonder if the Heat aren't sitting there going, you know, we got a couple of number one picks with big upside. We're not done. We think Jovic got a chance to be real good. We're not getting rid of our center who we just picked last year. He's shown signs how good he can be playing next to Bam. Give us a bigger lineup. His presence in the middle, blocking shots, rebounding. You know, the upside of these guys. And that's what we do well now. We develop guys. And we got a few guys we think still have big upside. I don't think that's enough. I still think they need another guy to come in and score. Really, the only consistent scoring they got, really, to be honest. And we had different guys had moments, their moments, but it was really down to Tyler Herro was the only scoring you really got every night. Bam's got nights, and And I love Bam, and I think Bam's really good, and they made it clear, and I think a lot of teams would love to have Bam. But for everybody keeps coming back, and I stopped doing it a couple years ago. Oh, Bam's going to take it to 22, 23 points. That's the next step for Bam. Because Bam still got nights where he only takes 7, 8, 9 shots. And you're going, Bam, you got to shoot more. Then he comes out and goes, yeah, you know, I got to be more aggressive. Then he'll come out and have 27, 28 points in a game. And you're going, that's the guy right there. That's the big double-double guy right there. And then he has games where he just doesn't shoot it a lot. Well, there's not a lot called for me. And so, you know, Bam is what he is. He's a really good player. Like him on this team a lot. But if we're going to put him in there, that he's going to be the next guy to take his game up a step or two offensively, he just hasn't been that guy. And that's not a shot at him. Look at his numbers. So, to me, they need another guy. I don't care what his age is, since nobody, the Kevin Durant deal didn't happen, and we'll talk a little bit later in the show here. Brian Geltzeiler will join us coming up at 8 o'clock.
You know what, man, I hate to do this, but you had a guy on your team that if you would have signed him to a contract, you would be sitting here today feeling pretty good about where you're sitting in the East. Well, you know how I feel about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, so. You kissed his ass more than anybody in town.
Sorry. But if you had Jimmy Butler on your roster right now, as much of a pain in the ass as that guy is, you'd be feeling a whole heck of a lot better about your chances to come out of the East today.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
You know that you would
I saw be. The last time I saw Jimmy Butler, he quit. He quit on this
Yes,
team.
He did. But that was the whole thing was mishandled by both sides.
First of all, he's gone. So you're bringing up. So now he's gone. He's checked out. Last time I saw him, he didn't play real well. Once his sidekick went down, Steph Curry, we got to see what Jimmy Butler's all about. Golden State apparently wasn't aware. Let me finish this. Say, apparently, Golden State wasn't aware. Oh, Steph got hurt. Now Jimmy's the number one guy, and they're all excited, and people are going, I ain't going to be that guy. He ain't going to be that guy. And they're getting on him now. I see Dwayne getting on him, UD getting on him. Like, yeah, man, he needs a big-time number one next to him.
It was very disappointing what ended up happening with him. But, yeah, if you're
disappointing for you.
Well, for everyone involved, I think it was a pathetic situation.
You keep bringing him up. Like,
well,
why?
Because if you were sitting here today with that core of players, Jimmy, Tyler, and Bam, I think at least you're feeling a little bit better about your chances.
It's Jimmy Butler's pattern. What we got is what everybody else got, and we thought we were different than everybody else. That's not new. The Jimmy Butler move was not new. Jimmy now's got time to go take pictures with every celebrity all over the world now.
By the way, at least someone else likes Jimmy on here. He did get hurt, too, in the playoffs, you forget. Not his fault that he jumped up 10 feet in the air and fell on his ass.
So we got people actually, after he quit on this team, making excuses
There's no excuses for Jimmy. The whole thing was a mess, Joe. Like, I get that, but again, if they would have handled that correctly, given him his money when he wanted – at least you're sitting here with a guy on your team that, like, you know, you could say, all right,
but
at least we have a shot.
I know, but now it's over. It's done, and you're bringing up a guy that ain't coming back. Either you like him or you hate him, he's not coming back.
No, he is not.
He's with Golden State. He got his extra 50.
And now you got Andrew Wiggins.
Got his extra $50 million.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
I don't know. Sounds like some teams might be interested in Wiggins. I wonder if they'll move him.
Great.
Maybe LA's interested in him.
Why don't you offer him straight up for Jaylen Brown, see if the Celtics will budge?
No, that's – nobody said that. Now you're getting stupid. Jaylen Brown's.
Or Giannis. Why don't you see if Giannis is available?
Yeah, that – What deals? What's Milwaukee? We don't want to give up anybody. What's Milwaukee? Pat's going to go.
Wiggins and Duncan Robinson straight up for Giannis. And a couple of picks. What do you
think? Hey, listen, man.
Give him the 20th pick.
I would tell you, I'd give up a lot for Giannis. We're not talking about 37. We're talking about 30.
I'd give up my entire team for him, but I don't think that would.
But you got to stop. Seriously. I don't mind doing radio here, but. You got to stop
point
with
by this
Jimmy,
Jimmy Butler,
stuff.
Tyreek Hill, what's the difference? Yeah, you give this pass to Tyreek Hill because you think he's better than Jimmy Butler as a player. If you thought Jimmy Butler was good, you would have.
Hey,
I mean, obviously, but
well, you can, we can do the Tyreek Hill and Jimmy Butler. We did that. You guys don't want to bring up old Raider.
To the other texture, too, again. I was pissed off Jimmy sat all those games, too. I thought it was BS, the crap that he pulled.
You kissed his ass out the door.
But you have to put up with this stuff, man.
Why don't you? You are the softest radio talk show.
How many stars in the NBA are easy? Are easy?
I've been around a lot
of
radio guys. You are the softest pillow. Softest pillow.
Oh, whatever.
What? Well, you are. You are.
Why?
Like,
because you're a fraud, and you Jimmy quit. He's dead to us. Tyreek quits. Well, you know, we need him. So, you know,
I think their situation's a little bit different.
Why? Well, how so?
A little bit different.
How so?
You ain't winning that game at
Tyreek
the end.
Literally quit in the end
he
of the game.
Oh, he did
because
quit.
The game was meaningless? Okay,
no, he quit.
I understand.
Jimmy quit over money and pouted when he had $100 million coming in. $100 million
They just
here.
Gave Tyreek an extension, and he still quit.
He did.
So how is it different?
We need him.
They quit the same week, those guys, didn't they?
I don't know.
Right? They quit in the same week.
I don't know, but you keep bringing Jimmy Butler. Ain't coming back. Will you stop? And Tyreek's still here.
I know.
10-100 meter guy still here. I hope he's running a lot of 10-100 meters.
Him.
I hope he gets a lot. I hope he's not
10-5. So it's okay that he quit because we need him. I just don't like that you're on like completely different sides of the fence on the whole quitting thing when it, you know, it's the guys that you won you
I
dislike
Tyreek
and
Hill.
One you like.
I don't like Tyreek Hill. I don't like a lot of things Tyreek Hill does.
But you'll put up with it.
I will.
Okay. But you wouldn't put up with Jimmy.
No.
Ah.
What? Listen, Jimmy
Fair
Butler
enough,
fan
man.
Club. Go down and have a couple more of his coffees down there. What is it called? Big Quit?
Yeah.
What's the coffee called again? The Big Quit Brew? I forgot what it's called. What's it called?
By the way, I'm fine that this stuff is all personal. I don't mind that because that's how it goes here in the morning. But
what's that? How's it go?
It's all personal. It's fine. I get
personal.
It.
Personal. You want to talk personal? You want to get into some of your personal stuff that you don't let go? You want
Someone
Kevin Durant?
After the week two loss to the Pats, Joe will change his tune on Tyreek Hill.
Listen, after what?
It's just not, you're not being like reasonable here.
I'm desperate on one team.
Yeah, I know you are.
On the other.
I know you are.
Okay.
At least admit it.
I admit.
You're going to be fraudulent about it and treat the
I'm not,
first guys
of
who
all,
did the same thing in the same week.
Hey,
treat
I got to
so
tell
differently.
You, Channing said he would have got rid of him. I talked to Channing. Channing was like, I'd get rid of Tyreek. What the stuff he's done, and he would never, and every former player said, if he's a captain, this team sucks. If he comes back and they make him a captain, and by the way, the most fraudulent thing Tyreek Hill's done so far is now he and Jalen, he wants to get Jalen back because he needs more dogs. And everybody's going, wait a sec, you two are the biggest problem we had last year with the culture thing. Let's get to the problem here. Anyway.
The biggest mistake Jimmy made was not being nice to you at one of those media days.
Man, I don't care about
coming
Jimmy
on the
Butler.
Show or something.
Care.
He should have done something, earned some brownie points.
I got
even,
news
then he would
for
have been
you.
Good.
I don't care about any of these guys. Whether they walk by me on a bus or if I see him walking down the street, you care. You're the one that goes to get autographs with your kid. That's not me. I don't care.
He was very nice.
All right. Hey, listen. Let's go to Beverly's Jewelers real quickly. My jeweler, not yours, because you're not invited over there, Woody. I don't want you around. You go to wherever Jimmy Butler's going. They have a great offer going right now that I want to tell you about at Beverly's Jewelers. I love talking about Jeff and Amanda, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, and yes, the diamond engagement ring. So you're thinking about popping the big question, and you're trying to save up some money. I got a good one for you. They've got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available at similar savings. Really gonna like it. You got to go in and see it. Don't look. Pictures don't do it justice on just how good it is. You're really gonna like what they have put together for this ring. They've got it in there and can save you a lot of money if you've been thinking you need $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a ring. This one has got it all for you. You're going to look like a superstar popping the big question. Hey, by the way, they're also Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too, in Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers is in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. They got something for everybody. The big makeup gift to anything else, Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We get set for the NBA draft tonight, and the Heat picking 20th. Mavs picking first. Looks like they already know who they have, right? Cooper Flagg. Looks like
that was part of the arrangement, yes.
Part of the arrangement.
To replace Luka, yes.
Hey, by the way, skinny Luka from now on.
Skinny Luka, yes.
Skinny Luka's got it. He heard it. Get off the cheeseburgers and cold beers.
At least you're coming around that you know that was a planned deal.
I'm just letting you go along because you're on the conspiracy theory too. So you're on a roll. I'm sure the rest of the league with all the crappy teams, Washington and all those teams, really would like, hey, go ahead, Kamish. You got to do it for Dallas. They got screwed. We understand. Take care of everybody and then come back to us if you can because we're bad every year. Help us out. We need more ping pong balls.
Well, we found out yesterday the leagues like to collude a little bit, right?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm just worried about my team. I think I'm like most fans right now. I just want my teams to be good. I do. We're going through a little bit. This is down as the Heat have been in a long time. You'd agree with that, right? Whether the Jimmy, whatever it is, this team is a little down. It is. And they've got themselves in a situation because of contracts and everything else, or scared to death of a 37-year-old that doesn't have enough time on his career left to put up the numbers he's been doing in Kevin Durant. They skipped on it. He's now with the Rockets. They're going to do something. I tell you what, you want to talk about what would be crushing Woody is they come back with that same team and the 20th pick and go, we got our guy. And I'm not, maybe make a small move. And you're going, Pat, what are we doing here?
What do you mean? That's what's going to happen. I mean, what else is going
to
happen?
There's got to be somebody on somebody's team that they're looking to trade for. There's some. I'm not saying Giannis. I'm saying there's got to be somebody.
Giannis is not going to happen.
I said it's not going to happen. I said not
the
Giannis.
The Bucks would never give him to a team that is essentially a rival. And then, I mean, you want DeMar DeRozan. He's out there.
First of all, to get Giannis, you know what you'd have to give up?
It's not going to happen.
So,
I mean, I hope it does, but...
But it's just not, it's not something the Heat have done in the past. Pat's about, load it up again, load it up, get rid of these guys, bring these guys in, let's do it. And as Pat now, do they come back out and go, hey, you know what, we looked at everything, and I mean, he kind of said he did say we got to make some changes.
You are right, though, about what they were talking about on ESPN, that nonsense about these guys just, you know, what they've paid their dues, can leave.
Oh, we're just talking off the air.
I mean, what a joke, man.
They're giving a lot of support to
ESPN's feeding into that.
Giannis has got a right to go. He's given him everything, and they haven't been good back to him.
Should Jokic ask out?
Enough.
Yeah, they're not good enough now.
Denver, they're
big,
man.
They won
a
couple years ago, yeah.
I don't know. Denver's still pretty damn good.
Apparently not good enough. He's got to ask out.
So, anyway.
These teams just start saying no.
They cave, everybody. If you're a star player and you want out, we have seen it. I don't need to tell you.
Well, yes, the Jimmy Butler situation.
No,
yes.
Every guy. Well, Jimmy was one of many, but
Jimmy's done Harden, it better than most.
No, Harden did it. His is ugly, too.
He's moved, yeah, he actually.
James Harden went super
around.
Ugly.
He's bounced around everywhere. Jimmy's done it the best. I think Jimmy is pretty good at it.
He put a new book to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
let's see, by the way, if things don't go well in Golden State, let's see how that ends up.
Kevin Durant, by the way, how about Kevin Durant, Arizona, Phoenix, what Phoenix gave up to get Kevin Durant, they got very little going the other way. Everybody thinks the Kevin Durant deal, that Houston got the best of that deal. Nobody seems very impressed with the two guys they gave up. Anyway, we'll talk to Guilty about that coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, and get his take on this whole thing and what the Heat can do besides Davion Mitchell qualifying offer, who's on the team, part of the trade with Golden State last year. Does make you wonder, are they going to try to all of a sudden, are they privately going, let's run it back and develop our ones and play them and let's see what we can do. And like, ooh. There's a piece missing or two that they need that can score. And I don't know who it is. I know DeMar DeRozan's name's out there. He's 35, and maybe you can get him. I don't know what that does to everybody. I don't know what it does to the Heat, most importantly. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight with the draft. And some more moves might be made in the NBA today before the trade deadline. Somebody, you know, players that some teams like and would like to get in the draft and willing to make a run at it and get under the cap. Boy, Boston, what? I did not see that coming. I knew they were in bad shape. Golden State's another team that was in bad shape, way over the cap. But, boy, that's it's going to be an interesting one. All right, we got to go to break here, but we got a lot.
Things are getting messy on the text here.
About what?
Well, this Jimmy Butler, Tyreek Hill thing. For one, and I'm not trying to be like a total hypocrite here. I just, as far as guys being entitled and coming into the league entitled or whatever, I mean, that's just the reality of what it's going to be now. Like what you see with this guy, Ace Bailey, that unfortunately I think will be the new norm.
I don't think it will be.
I think you're going to get a lot of
guys. I don't think it will be.
You're going to get a lot of guys that are very entitled.
Okay. I don't think it will be.
When you get paid millions of dollars out of high school. And you get to choose where you play college ball, obviously, right?
Yep. All those things don't help. But I would still like to believe the guy's going to be the problem is 19 is 19, Woody. The problem is 18 and 19-year-olds, the younger you are, to every guy out there, no matter what you do, how mature were you when you were 18 or 19?
I know, I get
and
that.
And athletes are no different.
But I also didn't have to make a decision this significant. At that age, this is a very big decision, and these guys are getting bad information.
Well,
I don't know why this. I mean, this guy hired like
that goes,
what is this guy,
but
his buddy
this
or
goes back
like,
to getting agent. The right agent, listening to people, whoever it is in your life, whether it's a mother, a father, a grandfather, a grandmother, whoever that you really trust that's got your back, and is not afraid to tell you the truth. But you're right. Some of these guys. But I don't think it's going to be the norm. I just refuse to think that there are a lot of guys that still know you got to work and see the bigger picture, that it's not the first contract. It's about being great and doing the right thing. But I probably got college basketball coaches listening right now, Jim Larrañaga, going, Joe, you are in make-believe world. So I do understand that. By the way, I see it. I told you, we just had a guy transfer four times in 1 year from where he played, and three more that made a quick stop at UM and didn't even make it to spring football and left, transferred again. So problem is the system doesn't help. 19 is 19, though. This NBA thing is, you know, that's tough. That's tough. But I hope that it's an Ace Bailey thing and not a lot of these first-round picks. I hope it's not that.
You got a lot of guys that play college ball, though, too, that are sitting out now, right, that are milking the injury thing a little bit.
You're talking about UM. Why don't you just say
No, it's all over that. It's not just the UM thing.
No, but you had some guys do that at UM.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
What was his name?
Nigel Pack.
Yeah. Sat and collected a couple million dollars and didn't do for the team. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's your first warning this morning.
All right.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Don't worry about me getting in trouble.
Did you get in trouble?
I get called in. You don't get called in. Nobody blames you for
anything.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do.
Softy. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break.
I'm above all the rules. Because you turned 70 yesterday, so now you're above all the rules.
78. By the way, my grandkids asked yesterday, you love this. They're like, I know, everybody got to bust my chops. So the family goes, hey. So they asked the kids, like, how old do you think your grandfather is? And my grandson said 90.
That's awesome.
They're laughing. They're crying, man.
It's a great guess. Close.
Oh, man. Well, closer to that than the younger numbers for sure. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. I'm still young enough to know and be comfortable in my Tahoe. I can tell you that. That 2025 Tahoe is sweet. And I know they're going, Joe, can you talk about the midsize SUVs? Because those are some of our best products. I will, but I'm going to talk about the Tahoe and the Suburban, because for families that are big and need extra space before they hit that summer vacation, can't beat a Tahoe and you can't beat that Suburban. They got all the space you want at a great price for you and your family, and not deal with airports and anything else, so you can get to North Carolina, South Carolina, heading over to the West Coast just to relax a little bit. We got you covered, man. We want to make sure you and the family are comfortable, plenty of room for your cargo and the kids, and we got it all. Hey, speaking of midsize SUVs, that all-new Equinox, oh my gosh, an electric Equinox SUV. Got everything. Got a great look. Got all that space. Kind of one of the themes is fantastic look. All the technology for midsize SUVs and all the space for you and your family to really enjoy yourself. Matter of fact, we call the 2025 Traverse a mini Tahoe. It's just right under it, man. You think you got a lot of room in that Tahoe. For a midsize, that 2025 Traverse and that look are spectacular. And how about that Silverado truck? Man, I always say this. It's our number one seller for a reason. It's like they've made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. Full-time, hard-working, 6-7 days a week trucks, we got them. As durable as you are, man. You're about making some extra money. And that truck wants to work with you every day. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, hopefully we'll calm things down. Some things we can agree on here, Joe. Did you see this tight end,
Yeah, I saw Travis ESPN. Kelce? Yeah, I saw ESPN had those had all those guys there, yeah.
Did you see who made an appearance?
No.
Even a little performance? Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift
got up on stage at one of those bars out there in Nashville, did a little performance for everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Just popped up. Nobody knew. And she says, I'm in town to see my boyfriend here. And she must have a place there, right?
She got a place. I don't know. You know, they were at the Panther game.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't get anywhere near them by any chance, right? You didn't.
Did you try? I was on the other side of the ice.
Did you make a move for it or no?
No.
No?
No.
You would have taken the picture, though,
I was
right?
Sean Wooden and we were drinking.
Your daughters?
Sean Wooden and I was having a few cold beers.
Very nice.
I broke the beer. I had to have a couple Floridians.
All right, Joe, did you see how many people attended Fanatics Fest?
No.
Here over the weekend? More than 125,000 people attended this thing. And Fanatics has said that it will come back in 2026 as they look to make it bigger and better.
Wow.
I got to tell you, this might be one of those things to put on the calendar here. We might have to get to one of these.
This
looks pretty cool.
Hardcore fans looking to get autographs?
125,000 of them. That's a lot of nerds in one building. And I would like to be one of them.
Yes, you would. Those guys taking a break from waiting outside hotels and stuff to get stuff signed. Exactly. Just try to get it there.
All right. Matthew Tkachuk, Joe, was on that Barstool podcast and was talking about the party they had at 11. Did you see what the bill was?
No.
$500,000
was the bill.
Yeah, he said $500,000, but he also said that they were nice enough to comp the whole thing for him.
What?
They comped the whole thing.
Oh,
said,
man,
there's a video.
Awesome.
There is a video. I don't know if you saw Brad Marchand trying to go back in. And the guys, like, grabbed him and said, like, no. He said he was trying to go back in to pay the bill. They told him, no, it's comped.
Marchand was going to pick up the tab.
I don't think he realized it was that much.
he thought he was going in for 50 grand. They go, no. That'd be another zero.
I don't know if you saw. So they brought in a 15-liter bottle of champagne. Did you see them wheel that thing in there?
No.
That was a gift, though, from Rick Ross.
Wow. That is
it's good
cool.
to be the Panthers right now.
Hey, listen.
The bottom line.
They are the toast of the town, man. They are.
It is good to be the Panthers.
It's not just they won one. They did a back-to-back, speaking of which we'll have Bill Zito coming on in this 8 o'clock hour.
I know you're looking forward to that one. We also, by the way, will be giving away on Friday a ticket to meet Sam Reinhart. He's going to be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington on Saturday. So Friday we'll have a ticket for the meet and greet and an autograph. And we'll let you know how you can win coming up
later. Excellent.
Later in
the
week.
You got good stuff, Woody.
We do have Marlins tickets to give away at some point today.
Fourth
of July, great. Red, white, and brew.
Okay.
So always fun there, Joe.
It's always a little brew there on 4th of July.
We will do that as well during the show. And our final one here, the NCAA expected to make a decision here soon about the expansion of the basketball tournament because apparently they just don't have enough teams in this thing.
More money.
Yes, more money.
More teams, more money.
It really is remarkable, man. Everything just keeps – when does greed become too much?
I know one thing.
Is it just too much?
These presidents that always get together from all these schools, they're going to stop getting together going, hell, stop with the student-athlete stuff. It's professional sports. Let's just sign off on it. Let's go. Yeah. Used to be they were worried about, you're going to miss some tests if you're on that trip. Now it's like, don't worry about the test. So You'll be fine.
They did say no more than 76 teams, but 76, the likely expansion option as they go up from 68 here.
Are we going to have the SEC whining? They need like every team in the tournament.
Yeah, it's so they can get all those spots go to the SEC.
Big Ten and SEC want every spot. Now the rest of you bastards figure it out.
Yeah. This would be the biggest jump for the NCAA tournament, by the way, since 1985.
Okay. You know what's coming next, Woody? College football.
98?
College football. We're going to have
They got to go up again from what are they at 12 now?
12's got 16 written all over, doesn't it? Nice number.
That has 32 written all over it.
16.
5 years we're going to be. It'll be the same thing as the basketball in 5 years.
And SEC, once again, is going to go, hey, listen, we need, if there's 16, we need 8 spots, and Big Ten needs 6. The other two, you guys work out for everybody else.
I mean, look, theoretically, couldn't you play, let's say, a 10-game season? Right? Yeah. And then get up to 16 if you played a 64-team tournament. I hope my math is right on that. But if you did a 64-team college football playoff,
they're not going to do that.
Right, because you'd have 64, 32, 16, 8,
they're
4,
not
and then
gonna
the championship.
I'll tell you why it's not changing.
You have 16, NFL.
You know it's not changing to 12? Because the teams want as many home games as they can get. Make a little extra money there.
So you want to do 12 games and then a 32-team playoff? Does that work for you?
You're
going to
do 12 games. You're going to have the conference championship game, and then – you're looking basically an NFL schedule, right? You're looking at an NFL schedule if you go all the way and you're playing that final game. What Ohio State and Notre Dame played damn near 16 games last year.
Right? Yeah.
15, 16 games.
15, I think.
Damn.
By the way, someone said Taylor and Kelsey live in Boca, or she lives in Boca.
I thought he got a place to rent. Did they buy a place?
Yeah,
he did. He was working out at it. I saw he had a nice... Saw his house and
she doesn't strike me as the type to rent, but
yeah, she looks at it and she can buy whatever she wants. Matter of fact, while we're talking, she just made another $1 million off her music. Just keeps coming.
Said it's a good thing you weren't near Taylor Swift. You know how much she likes tight ends. That's true, Joe.
Not old ones.
Yeah.
So do you think this is it for Kelsey? I saw he was out there and he was talking about talking about freelancing and getting on the same page with your quarterback and spending time so when he gets in a tough situation, he's got to get rid of the ball, he's going to come right to you. And I'm like, I don't know if you can teach all that stuff. I've never seen a tight end freelance out of his route more than Travis Kelce. It works. It's just not normal, like he starts in and he goes the other way and then he keeps running around because his quarterback's back there, running around and they ends up being a 25-yard gain. That is something. By the way, down in the red zone, in the he's always in the end zone. He just runs around. I don't know if he's got a route. He literally just kind of sandlot football where you just, hey, run and get open. I'll throw it to you. And they connect. So, yeah, but I did see that yesterday. Hey, by the way, we've got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA and NBA TV joining us. We'll talk about the draft tonight, and maybe you can help us out with this Heat thing. What's going on? What's the game plan? What's the game plan down in Miami with this Miami Heat team? What's Pat Riley thinking right now? Got the 20th pick tonight. Could something happen? We'll have all that stuff for you coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, just a few minutes away. Right now, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, that man is working. 36 years in the business, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been making it happen for you. Why go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? Well, first of all, it's about great service and getting you approved quickly. Let's be honest, when you need a mortgage, you don't need it in a month. You need it as quickly as possible. You want to get qualified. You want to get that paperwork done. You want to get it so you got a chance and don't lose out on a home you really want to somebody else. First-time home buyers and first-time home buyer rates, Michael Kotze is going to take great care of you, get you the lowest rates possible. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, not Michael Kotze. Again, he's got some great programs that he has set up for first-time home buyers, for self-employed folks out there. He's got some programs that have worked for a long time. You're running credit card debt right now in a condo, and it's getting out of control. You might want to call him and let him get that thing turned around so you can live every month and sleep better at night. I can go on and on about the great things Michael Kotze's doing. Reverse mortgage. If you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify, and you got all that equity in your home, and you could really use it. Boy, that reverse mortgage is super popular for a reason. Go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. This man has no life. He's always working. 7 days a week, you can get a hold of him. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.